Log Talk Radio.
December 3rd?
It's on the 3rd. It's the second one is for today. There's one for the 5th, one for the 6th.
Where is it? In your email?
Yep, it's on the email. It came, the three came in order.
Okay.
Hey, Bear Command.
And it's the second of the three. Yes, we.
You're live.
Oh, Miracle Man. We are. This is the Miracle Man and Miracle Man. I'm live at McDonald's on South Saginaw Road across from Kmart and next to the small gas station, Marathon Gas Station. Office on the other side. Before we get started, I want to remind you that we we will end up doing it on Thursday instead of tomorrow because town actually in Ohio. I'll actually be in Ohio tomorrow in Toledo, Ohio, right over the border. There's a couple of certain places that my mom wants to go to get some shopping done at them. And that they have in Toledo. We'll use the computer. But anyhow, yeah. That's where I'll be. From is in Toledo. Gonna do it Thursday. So, are you looking to refer someone? Tell us into this call. Here's what they can do to listen. Tell them to go to blogtalkradio.com. One word, blogtalkradio.com. Bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. And then you click on the link for Upfront Entertainment, and then you'll see the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. And we're very close. We're very close to.
And you'll be able to listen to the show.
Literally. I believe it'll be on Thursday. That we will have done the fifth show. We we are here for tonight, and it's so glad to have you with us. I just told you how you can listen. You can also click that notify me button. Click the follow button. When you click the follow button, what that's going to do is you're going to be notified when we're about to do a show. For example, on Thursday, we're going to do our show at 4 o'clock. What's going to happen on Thursday at about 3:45? You're going to get a notification, and it's going to say, hey, Preacher and the Miracle Man goes live in 15 minutes. And so then you'll know to join us at 4 live. And we love to remind people, we do this all the time. We always say this. It's a very smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. And we love it when you do that. And you just do what I told you to do. You can you can use the web browser, go to blogtalkradio.com, search the Upfront Entertainment, You'll see Preacher and Miracle Man show. Also, we have a number you can call in and either talk to us or just listen in if you want. You can call us at 215-383-3810. Again, that number is 215-383-3810. You can press 1, and what that's going to do is you're going to go through a screener, and then after you went through the screener, you'll get through to us. And if we see you calling, if you want to talk to us, you know, we'll pick up the phone. And we can talk about anything you want to talk about, as long as it's not politics. The reason we don't talk politics is because, for one thing, there's other great talk shows you can listen to, like Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh. I am not a political talk show host. I am a sports talk show host. So that's one reason. The other reason is oftentimes when politics is discussed, it can become an argument, and that kind of arguing doesn't breed life. We try to breed life in this program, and discussing politics doesn't exactly do that. Besides that, it's the holidays, and you know, it's stressful. Holidays can be a stressful time, so we try to not bring all kinds of stress out. So you can talk, we can talk about faith, we can talk about fun football. You can talk about the holidays if you want. Maybe you got some great Christmas memories you want to tell me about. Maybe it's what you want for Christmas. Maybe, so you want to ask me about Christmas, like, what did this come from? Why do we do this every year at the holidays? And speaking of which, starting with Monday the 11th, yes, Monday the 11th, much of the program is going to be focused on Christmas. I'm still going to read our verses on faith for that, but I'm also going to, but the rest of it, other than sports, we're going to talk about Christmas. I'm going to teach you about, you know, the sweet baby Jesus and that, and what he came to do on this earth, his birth and his parents. I'm also going to talk about certain things like why we do them. What's the reason? Why do we have a Christmas tree? And by the way, Miracle Man, what's this thing about the candy canes? Is it just a sweet little candy, or is there truly an intention behind it? And we're going to talk about that after this week, the next 2 weeks leading into Christmas. That's what we're going to discuss. And then some of these certain songs even. What do these mean? You know, and so it's going to be a great 2 weeks. I'm going to say I want water. So, anyhow. But regardless of this, you know, the Christmas stuff's going to be coming up in the next 2 weeks. So keep your ears out for that. You can feel free to join us, and it's going to be great. Now, I'm going to get right into the word of prayer, because now I'm going to start moving right along because we're going to have to go in a bit. So, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great show. I thank you, Lord God, that you've blessed me and you've blessed me, man, and blessed everyone that's helped me do this. I thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon me. Thank you, Lord God, that you use my voice and strengthen it, you know, and show me what you'd have me say tonight in terms of exhortation. I just thank you, Lord God, that the rest of that money for that great sound equipment comes in. I thank you, Lord God, that you just bless me and bless the show. And I claim that in the name of Jesus, that the listenership of the show is going to increase greatly. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. So here's the plan. We're going to read about faith again. Then we're going to go to Genesis and read the 49th chapter. And it's going to talk about Joseph. Then I'm going to exhort for a few minutes. Then we're going to do our Christmas song of the night. And then after that, we're going to do our sports. And then after which, we'll call it a night. Annie, are you over here?
I need some water.
And then, so that's the plan for tonight. So, if you have your Bible, would you please turn with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Praise God, we're going to read Hebrews chapter 11, all of Hebrews 11, the first two verses of Hebrews 12, and then we're going to read all of Genesis 49. So, Hebrews 11, the start of Hebrews 12, and then Genesis 49. And that's going to be our reading for, praise God. So, here we begin.
Let's go.
Now, faith is being sure what we have hoped for. Hang on, I'm just drinking some water. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for, certainty of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what was seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man. When God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. And then, let me just find it. When he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Now, briefly before I move on, you got to believe that he exists. You can't have this idea of, oh, is there a God or not? What's he going to do? I need help. Oh, what's going to happen? Oh, God. No. If you're going to come to God, you have to first believe. You got to believe that he is God. And that he will do what he said he would do in his word. And so, that's what you need to do. and we need to earnestly seek him. Earnestly means all the time. And by faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark. He built an ark to save his family. And by faith, he obeyed. And he condemned the world, and he became heir with the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. And by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him to the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, Sarah herself was barren. He was unable to become a father because he considered him faithful who made the promise. And so from this one man, another was as good as dead. And his descendants were as numerous as the sand on the seashore. The stars in the sky. And as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive those things promised. They only saw them and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. And he is prepared to see them. By faith, Abraham, when God searched him, tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. And by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. And by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses prayed to him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child. They were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward. And by faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. And by faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. by faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I don't have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms and administered justice and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, whilst others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us will they be made perfect. Now the first few verses of 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Fix our eyes on Jesus, the author, perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. To Genesis 49 we go. So,
yeehaw!
So here we go. We are going to see what ends up happening. And we go. Then Jacob called for his sons and said, gather around so that I can tell you what will happen to you in days to come. Assemble and listen, sons of Jacob. Listen to your father Israel. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, the first sign of my strength. Excelling in power, turbulent as the waters, you will no longer excel. For you went up only your father's bed onto my couch and defiled it. Simeon and Levi are brothers. These swords are weapons of violence. Let me not enter their council. Let me not join their assembly. For they have killed men in their anger and hot-strung oxen when they pleased. Cursed be their anger. So dear and their fury, so cruel. I will scatter them in Jacob and to person them in Israel. Judah Your brothers will raise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you. You are a lion's cub, O Judah. You return from the prey, my son. Like a Kenan, he couches and he lies down like a lioness who dares to rout him. Thus, the scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between the feet, until he comes to whom belongs, and the obedience of the nations is his. He will tether his donkey to a point, his colt to the choicest branch. He will wash his garments in wine, his robes in the blood of grapes. His eyes will be darker than wine. His teeth will be whiter than milk. And then it says, Zebulun, you will live by the seashore and will become a haven for ships. His border will extend toward Sidon. Issachar is a raw-boned donkey. A raw-boned donkey lying down beside two saddlebags. Sees how good is his resting place and how pleasant is his land. He will bend his shoulder to the burden and submit to forced labor. Dan will provide justice for his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan will be a servant to the roadside, a river along the path that bites the horse's heels so that its tender tumbles backward. I look for your deliverance, O Lord. Gad will be attacked by a band of raiders, but he will attack them at their heels. Asher's food will be rich. He will provide delicacies fit for a king. Naphtali is a foe set free that bears beautiful fawns. Joseph is a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine near a spring whose branches climb over a walk. Whose bitterness archers attacked him. They shot at him with hostility, but his bow remained steady. His string arms stayed limber because of the hand of the mighty one of Jacob, because of the rock of Israel, because of your father's God who helps you, because of the Almighty who blesses you with blessings of the heavens already, blessings of the deep that lies below. Blessings of the break, I mean the breast and womb. Your father's blessings are greater than the blessings of the ancient mountains, than the bounty of the age-old hills. Let all of their rest on the head of Joseph, the brow of the prince among his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous womb. In the morning, he devours the prey. In the evening, he divides the plunder. All of these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is what their father said to them when he blessed them, giving each the blessing appropriate to him. Then he gave them their instructions. I am about to be gathered by my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave in the field of Ephron, the Hittites. The cave in the field of Machpelah near Mamre and in Canaan, which Abraham brought as a burial place from Ephron the Hittite, along with the field. There Abraham and his wife Sarah were buried. There Isaac and his wife Rebecca were buried. And there I buried Leah. The field and the cave in it were bought by the Hittites. When Jacob had finished giving instructions to his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed, breathed his last, and was gathered by his people. Jacob, he kind of prophesied in a sense over his sons what would happen to them. He basically said, Reuben, you were like this, and then this happened. And then to different ones of his sons, he said different things. To Joseph, he said what he said, and the fruitful and the vine of grapes near a spring. I agree, totally. If you can just imagine, that beautiful spring of water right near where the grapes are. And you can just hear that water coming out of that spring. So beautiful. Just think about that. And I think about Joseph and everything he went through. I think of some people who are like that, who went through so much, but they conquered. They didn't give up. They didn't quit. They kept going, even when the going got tough, and just made it through. When you're believing for a miracle, especially if you're fighting something that's been going on for a long time, like me with blindness, it's really possible that it's very likely that some things may be hard for you, like certain classes in college I did well, and they were easy for me to do. Not as easy as some others, but I was able to pass. And cases do even better than pass, like as I learned the information. Now, other things, though, they were very hard, like anything that was very visual oriented. It was a lot harder if it was visually, like chemistry, for example, in my last semester. I could have just said, I give up, I can't. No, I didn't. I thought through and was able to pass. And well, sometimes when you believe in God for stuff, you really just need to keep pressing in. Joseph did not press in. Joseph pressed in. He kept going at it, and he found favor in the eyes of God. You know? And, you know, he went ahead and let his brothers sell him, you know, for a slave. That doesn't mean you should let everybody abuse you necessarily, but through it, he found favor in the eyes of God and man. He found favor. And when you stick it out through until you get your miracle, you get rewarded for that, you know. And so you just got to keep pressing on it, pressing in, and knowing that God's going to see you through. And you've got to tell yourself, you know, I will run and not grow weary. I will walk, I will not faint. You know, you got to keep fighting to the end. And you got to have this idea as we run the race of life. Do I want to be a champion? Or even if it's like the race to get your miracle. Do I want to be a champion and get what I believe in God for? Or am I going to quit at the halfway mark, the 75% mark, the 90% mark, because however much of it is just too hard? It's too much sacrifice. It's too much whatever. You know? And, you know, so you just got to think about it. You know? What am I willing to do for God? Will I do everything that God tells me to do? There's some things for God that I've been prophesied that I would do, that I could do even better with eyesight. Part of why I keep believing God. And, you know, I keep believing all the time. And I know you're believing with me. Those of you who are having need of something from God, I pray, you know, that this exhortation is helping you. And Lord God, I mean, right now, I'd take a minute to pray for all you. Lord Jesus, I lift up everyone who's listening to the show. I claim that whatever miracle they're believing God for, I claim that these people would not give up. I would keep fighting, keep believing, keep running the race, you know, asking God, you know, doing what you got to do, doing your part, doing their part, so you can do your part, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you just bless these people and that they get their miracles, they get their needs met through you. And at God's speed, God's timing. I know our timing and God's timing might not always match up, but hey, God's going to do it when he's going to do it. You got to be obedient, though, and you can't be holding grudges. You can't be breaking hedges. Because doing that kind of stuff can delay that miracle. And you got to keep fighting the good fight of faith. I fight the good fight of faith. I hope you do too. No, we're not exactly fighting in a boxing range. It's spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle. We're all going to go through once. We all have need of something. We've all had at least somewhat severe need of something, you know, whether it be some more money, whether it be a healing in your body, whether it be something for your business, whether it be your emotions and you're just depressed for whatever reason or oppressed. Maybe it's something in your marriage. Maybe it's your children. All big situations. All big situations. And, you know, you just got to believe God. And you got to say, I call this fixed once and for all. You know, I call my house sold. I call, you know, and keep believing. Keep doing, you know, what you're supposed to be doing. Fighting the good fight of faith. Pressing through, even though it might not be easy. Because we're going to go through some stuff, whether we like it or not. We're going to go through some stuff. God's going to help us. And, you know, he'll do what he said he would do in his word. And so now, I just thank God, you know, that people will listen to me. And so, you know, the greatest miracle of all is salvation. It's greater than me receiving my eyesight. It's greater than these other things I believe in God for. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you can pray the sinner's prayer. It takes 15 seconds. It's painless. And it doesn't cost you any money. It's free. We won't send you a bill later. It's totally free. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then that exhortation that I just gave is going to be nothing more than just a motivational speech. You give your life to the Lord right now, then you ask God, you know, to show you, you know, what did Miracle Man say? What's all this stuff about fighting the good fight of faith and being a champion and getting through these hard things? Then God can show you. So, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to know him, you can call us at the special number, the number we gave earlier. Again, that number is 215-383-3810. Again, that number is 215-383-3810. You can press 1. You'll go through the screener. Then you'll be brought in right into us. We'd love to help you. We'd love to pray with you. Because the Bible tells us that if we don't know Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we won't make heaven. The Bible's very clear on this, extremely clear. So strongly encourage you to call if you're going to give your, if you want to give your life to Christ. We can help you with that prayer. We'll show you what to do. Wait on God for a second. Now, we're going to do our Christmas song of the night. And this is a great one that's about, you know, joy to the world. It's the idea of He's come, let earth receive her King. So, here we go. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven, heaven, nature sing. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness. Repeat the sound in joy, repeat the sound in joy, repeat, repeat the sound in joy. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns, where the sons endure the glories of his righteousness. Repeat the sound in joy, repeat the sound in joy, repeat, repeat the sound in joy. That is a great Christmas song sang by many alike, very popular. It's, they did a video, the video in church was shown about the scale. And dun, dun, dun. He went down the full scale of the piano and you want to know what that scale represented? The good news. And that good news is that Jesus is here. Jesus was born. Jesus came to save us. And thank God. And it's, he's, they're calling joy to the world. And, you know, celebrate that he has been born. And so, keep that in mind. I was going to do this next week, but I'm going to do this right now. This is the story about the candy cane. A company in Indiana wanted to find a way to proclaim Jesus. You know, he wanted to make a candy that would somehow represent Jesus. And through that, the candy cane was born. That's why the candy cane has a J in it. Looks like a J. That J represents Jesus and everything he did. The candy cane is very popular around America today. It is used as an ornament on trees. It is eaten by children and adults alike. It is sung about. The candy cane no longer, in people's minds, it doesn't exactly carry the meaning it was intended. And it was meant to represent Jesus. And too often nowadays, many people just think of it as an ornament or just a piece of candy to eat. I hope that we can rethink this and realize, you know, this candy cane thing really does have a true spiritual meaning. We have the Christmas tree. We have Santa Claus. And some other things that really do have a spiritual meaning behind them, of which we're going to be talking about the next couple weeks. Now, it's time to go to sports. We start with well, last night you had the Bengals and the Steelers, and Steelers were able to win 23-20 despite being down 17-0 at one point. Roethlisberger, pretty good day, couple touchdown passes. What made the difference was a field goal as time expired. It was like a 40-yard field goal. And he was able to, and the kicker was able to get it through the uprights and win the ball game for the Steelers, who are now 8-4 and are on top of the AFC North. And so there goes your NFL. Now it's dun 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 dun. You got that right. The NBA music. Last night you have the Pistons losing to the Spurs 95-92 in San Antonio. 1 point and were up by 10 points, could not keep the lead. They could not keep the lead last night at all. In the fourth quarter, the game got, the Spurs got ahead of them, and they stayed there. As interesting as the Pistons tried to make it. And it really was pretty close, pretty tight. Nonetheless, it is a three-game losing skid. And so you really want to be competitive this year. You know, you got to decide which team you want to be, Pistons. Pistons play again, I believe, on Wednesday, and I believe they go out west. Next up, you have the Michigan Wolverines and the Ohio State Buckeyes, basketball style, in Columbus. Ohio, I said Michigan would beat Ohio State. They didn't. Instead, they lose 70-62. Michigan loses to the Buckeyes. At one point, Michigan's up by as many as 12. State comes back in, charges back in, and wins the ball game. Kind of seems like the story of the Michigan-Ohio State football game the last 2 years. So you see a trend. I do kind of. And for Michigan, it's not pretty. And in other related sports news, the Silver Dome, they tried to do a partial demolition of the Silver Dome on Sunday. The Silver Dome in Pontiac, that was home to the Lions from 1975 all the way to 2001. And on Sunday, when they tried to demolish the upper bowl, they detonated what they detonated, you know, and they used their tools and what have you. But because of some wiring issues, it went awry. So it didn't get demolished. Now, yesterday they tried again and were successful in bringing down the upper bowl of the Silver Dome. The rest of the tearing down of the Silver Dome will be done over a period of 12 months, and it'll be a series of demolitions before it is finally turned over and hopefully redeveloped as something. But nonetheless, Silver Dome, at least the upper bowl of it, goodbye, Silver Dome. I never had the privilege of getting to go there, but it was huge. It had a place in many hearts of many Lions fans. It was the home of Barry Sanders for all of his home games in Detroit. And also it was the home of the biggest crowd for a WWE event in which 93,000 people came to see him, came to see a wrestling match. It was the home of a mass from John Paul. It was also the home of a FIFA World Cup couple of games in 94, as well as state high school football championships from 1975 up to 2004. When those moved to Ford Field. So to Silver Dome, it was great to know you. RIP, even though I never, ever had the opportunity to step inside of the Silver Dome. So, looks like at least for now, professional sports in Oakland County, as we know them for now, are done, at least for now. As everyone is downtown, the palace is closed, probably going to be demolished. So everything is going to be downtown. And while I'm happy for downtown Detroit and stuff and for the city of Detroit, in a way, it makes it kind of hard for the suburbs. And so, folks, until Thursday night, God first, God always. And, you know, God first, God always. And I will keep you all posted on what happens tomorrow as I go to Waffle House. And, well, by the way, this show was brought to you tonight by Waffle House, which is a great chain of breakfast food places in the Southeast, known for their great waffles, biscuits and gravy, sausage, eggs, and the like. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can go to waffle.com.
How many times are you going to eat there?
I'm only going to be there tomorrow, so only once.
All right.
I'll probably also make a stop at Chick-fil-A when I'm in the mall there. By the way, Chick-fil-A is, if you're listening, is a great Christian chain of chicken restaurants. I'm really proud of them for something that they do. They stay closed on Sundays, even if they're in a mall.
Yeah.
Even if they're in the mall. They say that they make enough business on the other 6 days a week. It doesn't even matter that they're closed on Sunday. And I'm proud of them for standing up. And they do some great things as a chain. And as for in Michigan, there are now Chick-fil-A's, one in Lansing, a couple in the Grand Rapids area. There's one in Somerset Mall in Troy, Somerset Collection North in Troy, as well as one at Oakland University and one at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. with plans to put in some more Chick-fil-A's in the next 5 years. So watch out for Chick-fil-A's coming, folks, because I love Chick-fil-A, and I'll let you know how it goes. So, and also, reminder that Sing Noel is a great Christmas event coming up at Christian Celebration Center. It's coming up this week on Thursday to Sunday. I believe there is a way to stream it. I don't know the link to it or anything. Tickets, they were free, but they're all gone. I managed to snag some tickets, though. So, two tickets, so me and a friend will be going. But if you got tickets, good for you. If not, try to find out what the stream will be so you can watch it. It's a great Christmas program. The first part of it is all entertaining and stuff, and it's done by like a kid choir and stuff and an adult choir. The next 45 minutes is like the true story of Christmas and what it's about. So I just thought I'd throw that out there for Sing Noel at Christian Celebration Center. It's located right at the corner of Swede and Wackerly here in Midland. And as I said, it's great if you got tickets. If not, you'll have to try sooner next year to get them because there's none left. So,
we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yes, I am. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. So, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you on Thursday at 4.
All right.
So, I love you, everybody.
God first, God always.
Yes. And I got to God, so I got to.
All right, good job.